The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Revelation, and more specifically about the tribulation. Will Christians go through the tribulation? I don't believe so. I believe we'll be raptured out. And I appreciate you joining us today as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. I want to tell you something we're doing new this month and for the next few weeks. We do this every year, and we have not yet done it this year, and I've not said a whole lot about it. But a number of years ago, I wrote a book. It is a devotional book, also called Consider His Word. It is a daily devotional where there is, if you start at the beginning of the year, there's a daily passage to read where you could read the Bible through in a year if you'd like to. Or there is a verse for each day, and the devotion is about that particular verse. In the book, there's a place where you can journal, and you can write your own prayer requests and your own thoughts and your own response to this passage of Scripture for that day. Now, we only make the book available a few times a year. And so between now and roughly around Christmas time, we're going to be talking about the book a little bit and making it available to you. Now, the book is $25 postage paid. Just simply send us a check, and I'll give you the addresses here in just a few moments. However, this book would make either a great book for your own personal devotions. It would also make a great gift if there is someone in your life that you'd like to try to encourage them to be in the Scripture and to consider His Word every day. This book would be a great gift for that. Now again, the book is $25, postage paid. All of the funds from this book go right back into this ministry and help us with broadcast time. And so you'd be a blessing to us, maybe a blessing to yourself, or perhaps a blessing to someone else. So you can get the book by writing to us. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. You can make that check simply out to Consider His Word Ministries, and that would be fine. Now, also, you know, we're still continuing our promotion with our little prayer journal, and so if you just simply want to write to us, let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today, give us an address. You can also write to the address I gave to you previously, or you can go to our website at considerhisword.org, and there you can contact us from the website, or just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And we look forward to hearing from you. I hope you'll get the book. I believe it will be a blessing to you. Now, we were reading in Revelation 5 and 6 and so on about the time of the tribulation. Now, this comes after the rapture. I believe the rapture occurred at the beginning of chapter 4, where the Lord told John to come on up. And I believe that's a picture of the rapture. And then Jesus tells about seven seals that had to be opened. Only Jesus could open those seals. And in those seals are the events and the things that happened during the time of the tribulation. Now, Jesus spoke of this earlier, even before Revelation, back in Matthew 24. And that's kind of where we've been using our text for the last few days, is here in Matthew 24. And I want to read just the first few verses of the passage, and then we want to get into what is going on during this time, such an important time and our future. Now, I want to remind you that if you're born again, you will not go through these things. And they should be an encouragement to you and a blessing to you to see that you will not be here during this time. However, if you've never trusted Christ, oh, this is your future. And if you've never trusted Christ, you know, you can change your future. By trusting Christ, you'll have a relationship with God, and you'll have the eternal hope of salvation, and you'll be taken out in the rapture as described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So let's go ahead and read just a little bit about what Jesus said about this terrible, terrible time coming in our future. In Matthew 24, the Bible says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?' And Jesus answered and said unto them, 'Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." As we read this scripture, particularly in Revelation, we see that there's really two parts to the Great Tribulation. Now, the tribulation will last about 7 years. The first 3.5 years, they're going to be bad, but they're not going to be as bad as the second half, which we often call the Great Tribulation. And it's going to be bad all over. In fact, we see here that it's going to be a time marked with great deception. There's going to be all these false Christs. And I believe that we're seeing some of these already. And I don't believe the rapture has happened yet because I'm still here. But the thing is that there are so many false teachers out there. I was talking to someone a few days ago about a false teacher that's going around saying that you have to be a member of a particular church if you want to see heaven. Well, the Bible doesn't say that at all. It says that we're saved by faith through grace, not through a church membership. And so these deceivers are everywhere. Now we have the prosperity gospel that's out there. We have baptismal regeneration that's out there. We have people that just make salvation they're just so totally distorted. Many who even claim to be Christ. I've met a couple of these people who claim to be Christ. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And so there's going to be this great, great spiritual deception. And I believe ultimately it's going to lead to the Antichrist, who's going to deceive many, the Bible says. But it's also going to be a time of great disruptions. Not only did we read of wars, the Bible says, and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, just war after war after war. And we're already hearing about a lot of these. Seems like every other day I hear about another war going on somewhere. But you see, he goes on. We touched on this last week about these wars and rumors of wars and how Jesus said, don't be troubled by them. You know, don't be so upset about them. Now listen, I'm not saying they're a good thing. They're awful and they're terrible. The things that are going on in Ukraine now are just almost beyond description, the things that are happening over there. So they're terrible, terrible, terrible. But Jesus said, don't be troubled. In fact, he told us many times in the scripture not to be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And he told us to be not troubled. And so here he says that, don't be troubled because these things must come to pass. But then he goes on to describe how there's going to be a time just marked by desperation. I mean, desperate times. In verse 7, he says there's going to be famine during the tribulation. And I know right now that we're having issues with supply chains and with the ability to find some things. I'll tell you, you go to the grocery store and you find empty shelves. I don't think I've ever seen it like that in my lifetime, where I go and there's some item that they just cannot get. I was there the other day and I saw where I was purchasing something and it said limit of two, because of a lack of supply. And there's going to be famine. Now, famine means no food. And while we may struggle a little bit now, it's just going to get worse. It's going to get much worse. The Bible also speaks of pestilences, diseases. And boy, what can we say about diseases? It seems like every other day I hear about a new one. We just came through this whole COVID pandemic, and I'm glad for the most part it's over. Our president said it was over. It's still around us, and I keep hearing about other diseases that are coming on the horizon. I think that these pestilences, particularly are these diseases. Revelation 6:8 says, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that son of him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given over them, the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth." And Revelation goes on to tell us that nearly a quarter of the world's population will die because of these famines, because of these pestilences. It's going to be marked by disasters. The Bible speaks of disasters, of earthquakes. It says, there'll be many earthquakes in diverse places or different places. Earthquakes, natural disasters, especially during these early years of the tribulation. You know, I think when some of these things happen, and I think now we're seeing the forerunner of these things, but I think a lot of these natural disasters are going to be blamed on climate change. I think that the world is setting the stage, and a lot of these things are going to be attributed to climate change. It's also going to be a time of great disobedience. It's interesting, the Bible says here that many will be offended. Let me read it. In verse 9, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And again, many false prophets shall rise and deceive many." I've never seen in my life a day when people hated people like they do now. Boy, I know that the election's coming up soon, and I've never seen that hate being spewed like it is now. People betraying each other. There's no trust. Many will be offended. People are offended at every little thing. It says that they'll betray each other. They'll hate each other. And I believe iniquity will abound. Sin will be out of control. You know, once the church is taken out and the Spirit of God is taken out, there's no restraints anymore against sin. No one's standing up for what's right. No one's standing up for the morality of our nation. And how out of control that is. People just doing whatever they want to do. It reminds me of Judges when the Bible says that there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Now again, if you're born again, you don't need to worry about these things. Interesting to study, and I hope you're saved. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.